Good morning.
We are here. Give us a moment. Sure, I've succeeded in coming out on this very cold morning to see what is... what should be a grand show, but the clouds are hiding much behind them. Can you see now, Susan? Can you see the moon now? Is it still hiding?
It's still hiding.
Yes. Because there are stars behind it. Understand? And you will know if it is the clouds you are looking at when you cannot see the stars.
Yes.
But you've gotten a bit of a view, and maybe it'll peek out and... It is the energies that you are feeling now. So give yourself a moment to think about the placements of the sun and the earth and the moon in the grand scheme of space that would allow this alignment of the earth to block the sun from the moon. You do not get a completely dark moon. Why? Because the earth, the sun is very bright, and the earth is a is still seen in the sky of the moon. So it is a red crimson color you would get. Why they are calling it a red moon. And what is, well, we don't say that, but you know what red moon means to you.
Yeah. The sun's at the galactic center.
So it is very powerful. We want you to feel it. And then we want you to look at the metaphor of where you are. Those who might be listening do not know, but you are sitting in your car with your dog and your husband to watch the show in comfort. As opposed to being out in the bitter cold. There's a metaphor here for what you are doing at this time, which is you are sheltering during this period in comfort. While what is outside is cold and miserable or just cold, many can find themselves on one of two possibilities, outside in the cold or inside in the warm car. Where do others find themselves at this time? Much will occur during the next 12, 24 moons as you align more and more and more, just as you are seeing the alignment now with the earth and the moon creating the red moon, so too is the earth's solar system aligning over time, getting more and more and more in alignment with the galactic center. And as that period gets more and more and more closer, you will see more and more and more of the show. And what we mean by that is the kinds of things that you have told yourself or have been told that you expect to see, you will see. An increase in certain abilities, increase in information of late. So too other pieces of the puzzle are all falling into place as they get in alignment with the 2012 alignment. Is it still behind the clouds, Susan?
Yes.
If it pops out, let us know.
Okay.
So let us take this opportunity to do some breathing. All this scurrying about to find a warm place in order to watch. It's also 14 hours before the solstice, another grand alignment that is also occurring. What is the solstice, but the point where the shortest day, where the days begin to get longer and warmer again? Well, at least that's the idea. So too is the 2012 point, where the alignment is big, but then begins to move into a warmer, brighter part of the cycles. This is a big cycle, not the little yuga cycle, which is also a big cycle. There's a shifting that goes on during this period. We want to see if you can feel it. The earth, when it is in this place, gets a big jolt of energy from the sun, because the moon, being on the opposite side, draws it across the earth. Draws it through and across the earth. And so see if you can feel that energetic alignment. Follow it back to the sun, through the center of the earth, out the bottom, out the other end to the sunlit side of the earth now. Just feel it. Feel that energy. Follow it all the way to the sun and just see it as a coming together of a switch, or like a light switch. So even though it seems to be putting the light out on the moon, it's really lighting up the earth. And those who are sleeping now, unaware of it, or those who are in their workaday world on the other side of the earth, missing it, not picking up on it, but they know, all of them, in their sleeping states or in their busy states, something is going on at a cellular level. They feel it, because this moon is preparing you. This moon is preparing the entire United States particularly, but the earth in general, as the Mayans understood, changes are coming. Some changes in how reality manifests, how reality feels. So be very conscious of your thoughts. Be very conscious of your intentions. Be very conscious of your desires and your fears. Because this is not a time to give energy to what you don't want. This is the time to give that energy to what you do want, whether it is whatever. And keep in mind that there will be upheavals, but that is part of the birthing pains. just as you can be in this vehicle, safe and warm, plenty of gas, so too can you go through the world, safe and warm with plenty of gas. It is a metaphor of where you are and how you are moving forward. And if you are not safe, then intend it. Bring yourself back into alignment with it. Still nothing, Susan?
No.
Yeah. We will sit here for a moment with you. We'd like to hear you breathe. We're not hearing any breathing. With each expanse, breath in, see yourself expanding your entire field. And see the energies moving into those spaces. So, like being out in a rainstorm, you might have a sponge. That sponge, you'd want it out in the rain, and you want to give it a couple of good squeezes so that it can really soak in the water, soak in the energy. See yourself kind of doing that. And just see how you have been manifesting of late, or finding certain information that is pertinent and important. Breakthroughs of information, knowledge from the ancient past and the modern now, all converging, all coming together. Showing themselves to be very, very adjustable, malleable, stretchable. Even what's going on in the congresses and in the governments seem to be taking care of itself even a little bit more. All of it. Now we want you to imagine what the dark is feeling right now. Dark is feeling like they don't belong. Like they have found a place that is very uncomfortable for them. Because the earth is becoming uncomfortable for the dark. It may not look that way, but it is. They are being found out. They are being outed. Now, even the don't ask, don't tell information or policy is being changed. How many women and men and women in the military will be able to now come forward with their hidden lifestyles and still maintain the I'm okayness of being in the military has for them? And think about those who have been possibly taking advantage of these people by knowing things about them and not telling for a price. how many of those people are now out of the business, so to speak, because the business is no longer there. That kind of thing, where the truth can now come out, and so those who hide behind the truth, or hide the truth behind them, are no longer needed.
WikiLeaks is helping out.
Absolutely. And it's starting a culture of truth and information seekers who really don't listen to the mainstream media because they know the mainstream media is controlled by many of the dark and has been misinforming them for a long time. So now they are finding their own way to the information. Very good. We are complete with this. We see you have put out some papers. That is wonderful. Also, we know that you have plans for later on with the solstice. That is fine as well. But we are pleased that you were able to come out and take part in this and not just sleep through it. And we look forward to chatting more. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.